Houston, Alex, OCM2. Question for EVA battery ops.
We're with you on 2.
Am I going to start now, the EVA battery ops terminal?
Affirmative. You are go in step 24.
Copy. Go step 24. Thanks. And Alex, on 2 for battery range in step 27.
Go ahead on 2.
The XCP says in target 1, I should see complete only for channel 2, 3, and 4, but I see charge complete for channel 1 as well. And actually, it's true for all of the chargers. I see in charger 1, 1, 2, 3, 4 are complete. Charger 2, 1, 2, 3, 4 are complete. And charger 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are complete.
Checking.
And for all of them, another symptom that I see is that I see 0.00 volts.
All right, Sophie, thank you for the status. We copy all. Give us just a minute to investigate.
Sure.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and EVA Battery Ops.
Yeah, 2.
Hey, Sophie, we checked and all of those indications are nominal, so you are go to proceed.
Okay, go to proceed. Thanks. Jason Airlock, Sophie M2 again for EVA battery.
Go ahead, Sophie.
So on step 28, I did go to status and self-tests, and then I pressed enter, and then now I have a task select screen, which gives me the possibility to select mode, auto-cycle, discharge, charge, clear, and not initiate self-tests. It's the main screen is task select and not status and self-test. So I wonder what's wrong.
And Sophie, can you tell us which charger you're on?
Well, that's the 3 charges, 1, 2, 3. Because I did the same action for all of the three, so I'm on task select for all 3 chargers. My action was to go to status and self-test, and then I arrived on this page.
All right, Sophie, we copy. Give us a second to check. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and EVA Battery Ops.
Radio 2.
Hey, Sophie. We think you may have overshot or maybe pressed enter too many times, so we would like for you to go back to the home page. If you could navigate to home from where you are, and then pick back up in step 28 and try again.
Okay. The only problem is that when I am in the select mode, if I go navigate up or down, it just select modes up or down, but I cannot go to home. And so I was wondering, is there like a direct button to go to home?
And Sophie, if you reference figure 9 at the very bottom of the window, there should be an option to go to home.
Yeah, well, this is I do not have the figure 9 display. So I'm right now. The page I have is test select. Maybe I can put node 1 camera and you route this so that you see what I have.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, you have node 1 camera now.
All right, we see it. Give us just a second. All right, Sophie, we believe if you press enter now, you'll be able to scroll down to select go to home.
So I should select enter now, but in which select mode should I be? Because now it says charge.
And Sophie, it doesn't matter. Once we select it, we'll go straight back to home.
Oh, thank you. I'm very relieved. I really don't know what happened. Sorry about that. Thanks for helping me.
No worries. You need to press enter one more time to go to home, and then, pick back up in step 28.
Okay, here we are. Now it works.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thanks for the help. I will remove Note 1 because right now I'm holding with my hand, so I'll remove this camera.
It sounds good.
We send station 13-2 for self-test results.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
Just as a heads up, on Charger 3, there is the 7280 Alpha chips fail, so I'm now for this one into the if block of fail test. Just wanted to give you the information.
Copy all. And Sophie, this is something we've seen in the past. We believe that everything is nominal with this charger, so you are good to proceed without executing the star block.
Okay, go without the star block. Thank you. Please send airlock on 2 for step 37.
Go ahead on 2.
And so all results of delta and hours seems to be like nominal, like normal values, but the, on Charger 3, the delta and hours are -24.68 and -24.48 for channel 1 and 2, and just wanted to report because all of the other values are positive and these are negative.
Copy. We got 2 negative values on Charger 3 for channels 1 and 2. Give us a second to look into that. All right, Sophie, investigation complete. Those are the expected values. We would still like you to log it, but you are good to continue.
It's all logged already. Thank you. Good to continue. And I'll log Sophie on 2 for battery and PTTs.
Go ahead on 2.
So first I wanted to say all the rest of the EVA battery procedure was complete and nominal, and thank you very much for your help and apologies for my mishandling in the initially. And second thing, the stir note for the PTT going to the mesh bag, I have PTT 1005, that the one that the bayonet fitting was I had a maintenance procedure by Jessica for the bayonet fittings. And this one, she says, right now, this one is no-go for use because it still needs to be sorted out for this bayonet screw that was stripped. I can prepare the two other ones, so 1002 and 1004, but we think that it might be not a good idea to give them 1005.
Copy. Checking. All right, Sophie, we're taking that concern back to the team. It might be a couple minutes before we can get you an answer.
A few copies, and sorry for the delay. I'm sorry that I was in car lock, and for now, no worries. You can give it whenever it's convenient. I just temp stow all of the mesh bags with the other PGTs and the batteries in the airlock.
All right, Sophie, we're happy with that plan. We're going to have to get a good answer for you back during business hours later today.
Copy out. This is station. Sophie's with you on 2.
Good.
Three chambers, good one.
Контроль связи, вас good, как вы понимаете, ИСН.
В СГ-2 слышу тебя громко, четко, как слышишь меня.
Да, там все хорошо, спасибо.
МКС, ЦУПа Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Андрея.
Отвечаю, СГ-2. Как раз хотел с вами связь. Закончил работу. Фотографии все сброшено по ШСС. Там 4 фотографии я сделал. Собственно, все.
Принято. И, значит, кран СК-1 у нас в СБК, и положение 7СД тоже визуально проверено, без замечаний.
Да, так точно.
Замечательно, спасибо большое.
Все после МКС, СГ-2, по замене смог.
Встречаем СГ-2.
Михаил, тут вопрос один возник дополнительно. Что значит положение 7СД?
Сейчас, одну минуточку, я уточню.
Хорошо.
Экипаж МКС ЦУПа Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Андрея.
Да, отвечаю, СГ-2.
Значит, да, смотри, Андрей, вот сам этот вот датчик, ориентирую тебя, вот у нас СК-1, ну вот, если мы смотрим фотографию четвертую, рисунок четвертый по радиограмме, справа, вот как раз этот вот, как цилиндрообразный датчик, и вот от него есть консольно, торчит элемент конструкции. Снизу у него есть такая клавиша, которая должна быть именно в таком положении, как на рисунке. То есть она должна торчать.
Хорошо, понял.
То есть вот если именно в таком виде, как на фотографии, в радиограмме, то все в порядке.
Да, хорошо, принято. Сейчас посмотрю.
Да, хорошо.
Порт МКС, СГ-2.
Отвечаем, СГ-2.
Положение датчика соответствует, как на рисунке.
Радостно слышать. Спасибо, что проверил.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and comm config. Hey, just letting you know, Space to Ground 2 is back in its nominal config.
Hey, Space Ground 2, back nominal.
Houston, Chris on 2 from the airlock for tool gather.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
I am looking at stow track, line number 7. It says that I should find some swing arm assemblies left hand with a part number that ends in dash 308 in airlock 1, deck 1, underscore alpha 1, in a 0.54101. I found 3 swing arms in that CTV, but none of them were left-hand. They were all the dash 305 part number, and there were no other swing arms in there. Just wanted to see if you had an alternate location.
Checking. And Chris, back with you on 2. We're going to have to wait until we've got support here on the ground to answer that question for you, but expect something soon after our handover.
Happy. Houston, Chris on 2 from the airlock. Stow note line number 10 question.
Ready for your question.
So in this line it says to get tether extension assembly quantity 2. I'm guessing, does that mean D-ring extender? And if so, the serial numbers that are on EMU 1013 are 1024 and 1025, not 1023 and 1024.
All right, we copy your questions and we'll get you an answer in about 5 to 10.
Copy. I will leave those as is and wait for the answer as to those. Huntsville, Chris on Space to Ground 2. I was just wondering if there's any flexibility in my iceberg insert tasks.
Yes, sir. You are good to perform those now if you'd like.
That was exactly what I was hoping. Perfect. Yeah, I got a little bit of time, so I figured I'd get a little head on those. Thank you. I am going to get those in work now. Houston, Chris on 2.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I'm trying to access the OCA folder on the T drive, and I'm getting from multiple SSCs that the T drive is not accessible. I opened up Pingmaster, and it's showing that Hypervisor 3 is not responding, but I wanted to check in to see if you guys were seeing the same, or if you have any expectation that we shouldn't be able to get on the T drive right now.
Hey, Chris, we are aware of the issue and we're probably going to require some crew support here in just a little bit.
Okay. I am currently standing in front of HV3. Let me know if there's anything I can do now. Otherwise, give me a call and I'm happy to help out.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the help. If you wouldn't mind, would you check and see if Hypervisor 3 is connected and rebooted if necessary? Copy, your thumbs up.
East and Chris on 2. So Hypervisor 3, I mean, the computer is on. I see good lights on the blinking green and orange lights on the Ethernet. However, the screen is black and not showing anything on the screen. So I will give it a reboot.
Copy, reboot in progress. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Hypervisors. I gave it an attempt at a soft reboot that wasn't successful, so a hard reboot has brought it back to life, and HV3 is go for ops.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much. We copy, and we are seeing good pings on our end. Thanks.
Great. Great news, and hi, Frank.
Good to see you guys up there. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris and Optimus.
With you on 2 for Optimus.
Chris, the team down here believes that the action you just took with the hypervisor should have alleviated the issues you guys were having with Optimus on the iPads. Let us know when you have a chance if that's the case.
Okay, yeah, copy all. We will let you guys know. Yeah, it's been an ongoing issue with Optimus for the last couple weeks, but we'll let you know if anything has changed.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Houston Airlock on 2 for Helmet Light.
With you on 2 for Helmet Light. Go ahead, Jess.
Hey, Frank. Just double-checking that I'm doing the right thing here because I think the procedure doesn't necessarily have all the steps. I am separating the EHIP light assembly from the EMU TV, and I am only giving the EHIP light assembly for the Russian EVA. It doesn't tell me what to do with the separated EMU TVs in the stow note.
Hey, Jessica, great to hear your voice. We copied the question. Checking, we'll let you know here shortly.
Hey, copy, thanks.
Chris on 2 for ARED.
Chris with you on 2 for ARED.
Yeah, I'm here with Sergey, and he's been unfortunately getting this exercise instrumentation box communication error. We did the normal thing when you get that of just logging out, logging back in, but he's tried it about 5 times, and every time he tries to start his exercise, it gives him that same error message again. Wondering what next steps we should take.
All right, Chris, thanks so much. We copy the question. Also checking on that, and we'll let you know here shortly.
Copy. And we, of course, checked all the cables, checked all the connections. We see a good Ethernet connection, and everything seems normal otherwise.
Okay, copy. Good data, and thanks so much for going through those troubleshooting procedures already. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris or Sergey, ARED.
See on 2.
Hey, Chris, we'll continue to work the connectivity issue, but for now, Sergey's a go to continue exercise. We just won't get a record of reps or amount.
Okay, yeah, copy all. Just let us know if giving anything a reboot would be helpful. But we're happy to do that, and Sergey is happy to exercise. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for helping him out.
Houston, you're welcome, too.
Hey, Jessica, with you on, too.
Frank, just so you know for now, I put both of those EMU TVs in 1.0 CTB 5124. That's where one of them came out of. So they're both in there for now until we get a better location since there is nothing in the stow note for that. So I am finished with that procedure, and then I have one follow-up for you guys from the PGT issue that was reported this morning.
Okay. We will go ahead and take that PGT issue, and then I'll go back to the question.
Okay, yeah. So this morning, Sophie had an activity to put all 3 PGTs to be transferred for the Russian EVA. And as she reported, PGT 5 that was the one. We had an activity last week to switch the bayonet fittings from the left side and the right side, because basically history there was one of the sides is much looser than the other, so it kind of like free spins when it's in your swing arm. So they gave us the go to switch those. Unfortunately, after switching them, one of the screws, each of the bayonet fittings has three screws, and one of the screws on one side was stripped, so it was able to screw it back in and it would tighten up, but when you went to torque it to its final torque, the torque wrench just kind of slips because the head of that screw was a little bit stripped. So I was given direction to get a new screw, and those were from the MWS dual tether point screws. But those dual tether point screws are actually significantly shorter than the bayonet fitting screws. So we reported that last week. I took pictures of it, sent them down, and basically we were just waiting for words from EVA on what to do with that bayonet fitting, because there was one of those that was not torqued because it was that shorter screw. The shorter screw did engage, so there are some threads engaged, but it doesn't extend very far into the PGT, so we were waiting to see if they wanted us to leave it with that one in or put the old one in or what they wanted us to do.
Okay, Jessica, understand for PGT number 5 that basically one of the three screws is shorter than it should be and therefore not to torque as indicated. And we will check with EVA and let you know.
Okay, and yeah, I didn't torque that one, and I didn't put the Loctite on it because I wasn't sure if we were going to keep that one there. So I think it would torque, but it just is much shorter, so we didn't know if they were comfortable with having fewer threads on one of those fittings or not.
Okay, that sounds like good action to us. Let us check with them, and we will let you know. And then one go back for your question on the camera assemblies. So yes, we've checked and both the HECA and the IRCA will go over to the Russian side. And just want to verify whether or not that was the information that you were looking for.
Okay, so I guess I'm confused as to why we separated them all if the whole unit is going over.
Also a very valid question. Unfortunately, don't have an answer for that for you, but I will check when I'm talking to them about the PGT and let you know.
Okay, so yeah, I guess I do see that in the show note that the IRCA is also going, but it's obviously no longer attached to the light. I just want to make sure that we weren't supposed to reattach it. There were no steps to reattach it, so I'm assuming not.
That is also our understanding. We'll check with them and let you know.
Okay, great, thanks. Houston Airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
One last follow-up on that, Frank, just to make sure we're all on the same page. So basically I followed the procedure to remove the EMU TV, the IRCA, from the light assembly. As you know, there are those many wonderful interfaces and parts and nomenclature on those. So it does the procedure... I followed the steps of the procedure to remove them. The procedure does not have you rebuild them, but the stow note makes it seem as if they are rebuilt because everything under EHIP light in the stow note is indented. However, since the procedure didn't have me rebuild them, I'm just going to put them all in the mesh bag. So basically, the EHIP light assembly has the light locks on it and cables and everything all attached, but the IRCA is separate in the mesh bag.
Yep, those are good words, and again, consistent with what we're also seeing. I think what preliminary information we're getting is that it's essentially to verify that all the parts and pieces and correct numbers are there, and that's why you take it apart. But then they will have to reassemble. The cosmonauts will have a procedure for that, but it's likely that you may have to assist with that, which I can see where that would be frustrating.
Okay, yeah, seems sort of unnecessary since these were built by us and they were all the right serial numbers, but yeah, we'll leave it for a later day of rebuilding those and the fun that activity always is.
Yep. All right, well, thanks so much for your patience. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank.
In Houston, Chris on to from the airlock. Also just following up, I had a couple questions outstanding with Orbit One about some of the items in my tool gather. Just was wondering if we had answers to those.
Hey, Chris, we copy, and we did receive those questions. Unfortunately, we do not yet have answers at this time.
Okay, no worries. Thanks.
Now, off on to one last question, Frank. The 1.05124 that those lights came out of, that's not in the stow note either. Is this supposed to stay in the crew lock for later or just go to the MTCGB pantry?
Copy, Jessica. Checking.
New sensation on Team Kotoka.
Jessica, with you on 2, and you are a go to pick up in step 2. Step 1 has been verified.
Copy, go. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for no 2 forward hatch actuation. Wondering if there's any issue with me doing this now. Or I guess I just need to wait for the unstow, don't I?
Hey, Chris. You do have a go to get to the activity. However, we think that it's going to be difficult to get to that hatch until Sophie completes her stowage later on.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was just trying to get ahead and looking at what I could do, and I'm staring at a wall full of CTBs, and yeah, I think I'll wait. I may be able to get to it early, and if I can, I'll do that.
Okay, we copy. Thanks so much.
Sensation on 2 for Toka.
With you on 2 for Toka.
I think I have started the analysis, and then I do have one error, can't copy health data logs, error 53, in the alerts window.
Okay, we copy error 53, and just want to verify that you're in step 5.3, is that correct?
Affirm, step 5.3.
Okay, Jessica, we copy that error, we'll look into it, but for now, you are a go to close out that activity.
All right, copy, thanks. And Frank, just to give you more info, in the beginning, in the first step when I checked the alerts, they were indeed blank, so that popped up partway through.
Okay, we copy and appreciate the extra information. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris and EVA hardware. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris and EVA hardware.
Hey, Frank, we got you loud and clear. I'll have Chris give you a call back in just a few minutes.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Tool Gather.
Hey, Chris, with you on 2. I've got a couple of answers for you on your previous questions if you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
Okay, first for the D-ring extenders, serial numbers 1024 and 1025 are good to go, so no worries there. Thanks for figuring that out. And then for the left-hand swing arms, I have a location for you. You can check airlock D1, deck 1, alpha 2, and that's going to be a half CTB 5156.
Copy. 1024 and 1025 are good to go. I will put those in the mesh bag, and then I will look for those left-handed swing arms in deck 1, alpha 2, 0.5 CTB 5156.
Hey, good words. And also, we appreciate you completing step 3 for the airlock node 2 reconfig. If you could just make sure that Sophie has those words just so she's not wasting any time looking for that bag. Thanks so much for completing that.
Let me check on that. I didn't think I completed anything. Let me take a look.
Okay. We saw a crew note that you left in that post sleep, so we were going off that.
Oh, copy. Yeah, that's, sorry, I didn't realize that was part of that. That was, we temp stowed that on Friday, and I realized over the weekend we forgot to untemp stow it, so I just did that. But I will let Sophie know.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Sensation on 2 for SSC 14.
With you on 2 for SSC 14.
Hey, Frank, just wanted to put on Pluto's radar that I've been having some trouble with my FFC lately. Yesterday, it crashed out of nowhere and then gave me that kind of blue screen with unhappy face and had to do a bunch of rebooting to reboot properly, and that took a while. I did get it to reboot after a couple attempts, and then this morning after I came in here, it was just at that black screen, which the little HP screen and doing nothing, so I did a hard reboot again, and it seems to have rebooted again normally, but just wanted to put it on Pluto's radar if there's anything they need to check or anything else I could do to troubleshoot.
All right, Jessica, Pluto copies, and they see SSC online, so they will investigate, and if you have a minute, I have more information for the PGTs.
Have a minute.
Okay, EVA is tracking. They will look into that answer a little bit further for you. But just so you know, that mesh bag will actually be staying in the airlock. We will not be handing those PGTs over to our cosmonaut co-workers.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. When they have a plan, we're happy to do whatever they like.
Awesome, thanks.
Houston, airlock on two. It's Chris. Unfortunately, no joy. Airlock deck 1_Alpha 2 does not contain any CTVs. It's got three mesh bags and or a toolkit, but no 0.55156.
Okay, Chris. Those are good words. We appreciate it. Sorry for sending you on that errant hunt, but we will keep looking. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you. Houston, Chris, on two for swing arms.
With you on two for swing arms.
Yeah, I wanted to just follow up on one other thing. So there are swing arms in the location that was originally noted in the stow notes. And so these ones have a part number of SEG 33106697-305. That's not the same part number in the stow note, but is that the right item?
Hey, Chris, we copy the question.
They do look like they could be a left-handed swing arm. It just doesn't match the stow note.
Okay, we copy the question. Could you repeat that part number, please?
Yeah, SEG 33106697-308.
Okay, we copy SEG 33106697-308.
Okay, all right. I think I figured this out, and sorry, this is probably a my bad. This is the typical EVA thing where there is one part number on one subpart that is printed in the exact same font, exact same size, on the exact same piece, but on the other side it has a different part number and serial number because, human factors. I think I found it.
Okay, yep, understand, Chris, and that has something that many of people have had issues with. So if it looks like a left swing arm, then it probably is the correct part.
Yeah, this is the EVA part numbering is a master class in human factors design.
We concur. And so, Chris, with that, just want to verify that you have the right, the correct number of parts that you need for that stow note.
I've got two swing arms. They both look like left-handed swing arms, and they both have somewhere on them a correct part number.
Okay, awesome. We appreciate it.
You stand on two. It's time to purge the pump and get this urine reclamation system back working again. Looking for a go in step one.
Hey, Jack, you have a go for 1.1 and also 2.4.6. However, just want to make you aware that there appears to be an issue with the SM ASU. There is a portion of your procedure where you will have to take the doors off of the WHC. So before you start, want to just verify that everyone has had a chance to use the restroom. It may be a couple of hours before you have any options.
Hey, it's always an adventure. I copy on go in 1.1 and 2.4.6, but I'm going to check on the ASU before we take down the stalls so we have non-exhibitionist options. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Station, welcome on board. Node 3 CAM, if you're interested.
Yeah, we'll take the view. Thanks, Jack.
Houston, airlock on two for ARS.
Hey, Jessica, we are with you, and you have a go to perform that procedure.
Okay, copy your go, and the execute note says to cycle the connection, and that's just a USB cable, so you just want me to unplug it and then plug it back in. It is plugged in a nominal way in my first inspection.
Yep, good words. I think we've lost communication with that item, so unplugging it and replugging it will hopefully help.
Okay, I'll do it now. Thanks.
I'm still station on 2 for HRS Centrifuge.
Go for Centrifuge, Jessica.
Yeah, just wondering if it's okay to step into those Centrifuge activities early.
And Jessica, I'm still on 2. We are still getting the rack up, but I can give you a call when we're ready. Should be just a few minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Station 2 for Jessica and HRS Centrifuge.
Go ahead, on 2.
Jessica, the HRS rack is active, and we are ready for you to get started with that update. And just a heads up, we're coming on board DCA-1 in Columbus.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris and ARED.
With you on 2 for ARED.
Hey, Chris, looks like you might be getting ready to exercise. So it turns out that both the ARED Surface Pro and the TOCA both connect to Hypervisor 3. So we think that when we rebooted Hypervisor 3, that might have affected both of those systems. So for ARED, if you could, please reboot the software first. Hopefully that'll fix it, but if not, then reboot the Surface Pro itself, and hopefully one of those two actions will fix the connection.
Copy that. I will give that a try. I'll reboot the software, and then failing that, the Surface Pro, fingers crossed that that'll fix it. I'm actually going to hop on Cetus first. We're doing a little exercise or swap with Jessica, but I'll let you know once I hop on ARED. I think I'll be the next person on ARED. I'll let you know once I hop on it if that fixes it.
Okay, sounds good to us. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for ARED. So we'll be back.
With you on 2 for ARED.
Frank, that's pink activity, so I'm assuming it doesn't matter since nobody is on ARED at the moment. I was planning on knocking out that cylinder evac if that works for you guys.
Hey, Jessica. Yeah, we copy. I think Chris will be the next person on ARED, and he said he was going to be on Cevas. So as long as you guys deconflict, should be okay.
I've deconflicted with him, so I'll go ahead and do that now, and he can have some fresh cylinders for his workout.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Jessica and Sable at your convenience.
Right on 2.
Jessica Huntsville with you on 2. Our PD teams must have heard you calling. They are here early and ready to support Sable if you are ready to do that early at your convenience. We just need good AOS for that.
I was just going to knock out the cylinder evac first, and then I will go on to the table.
Yeah, no rush. Thank you.
Use the station on 2 for ARED evac.
With you on 2 for ARED.
I'm in step 6, Frank, and the main arm did not rise before 600 pounds.
Okay, that's great news. Thanks, Jessica.
All right, continuing to step 8. So station on 2 for stable.
With you on 2 for stable.
The 2-meter setup is complete, and then just checking in if you guys are ready for that next HRS activity.
Copy, CO2 meters, setup complete, and we are ready for your next HRS activity, but I believe you're still in the gym, and if you are, we got a request if you could please move a 2.0 CTB 5157. It's at deck 2. If you could move it to lab starboard 1 or just near Melfi 3, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, sure. I'll move it to near Melfi 3, and then I'll head over to Columbus.
Copy. Thank you.
This is station on 2. Since we said we were ready for HRS, is that your go in 2.1?
Affirm. Go in 2.1.
All right. Thank you. This is station on 2 for Centrifuge.
Go ahead, Jessica.
I usually never let the drawer open all the way, so those locks engage, since I know how they're always problematic, but unfortunately in getting that ribbon cable on there, it did extend all the way out, and so I'm having a difficult time releasing them. Any tips?
Checking. Jessica Huntsville on 2. Hearing it might help if you lift the drawer up from the bottom, check that those rails are aligned, and try to push it in as you're lifting up.
Yeah, trying that, and I have the lever, I moved the lever up to unlock it. You don't also have to press on the black part, do you? It's just moving the lever up, or do you have to do both of those actions?
And Jesse, you can try putting the lever back into its initial state and then try to slide it back in. The lever shouldn't need to move to be able to slide it in.
Okay, so what releases the lock then?
Checking.
It's just be stuck on the left side. The right side seems to want to move in, but the left side does not want to budge.
Good data point. Checking.
On Swordfish 2, I guess it just needed a little bit more force on the left side. It's back in there now.
Jessica, you got it right as I got a video reference. That might have helped, but I'm so glad you didn't need it. Thank you for your help.
All good. I knew there was a reason why I never let those lock.
Station Houston, space ground 2 for Sophie and node 2 reconfig.
Station Sophie's with you on 2 for node 2 reconfig.
Hey, Sophie. It's good to talk to you. Hey, just want to make you aware that given that you have the flexibility to move items today from node 2 to either PMM or Cygnus, wanted to give you the data point that later this week we will be moving approximately 6 JSBs from PMM into a temp stored position in Cygnus. So just wanted to give you that data point. If you have any recommendations for what you want to do with the items that you'll be moving today based on that information, just let us know.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Frank, and very good to hear your voice, too. Thanks for the information. I'll think about it as I go through the steps for now. Everything goes well. I'll let you know. Just a question for step number 8, decimal 05. I'm supposed to find in the 1.0 CTD 5690 bubble bag with IVA planner reflector, and I do not have this in it. Now, after step 8, decimal 04, the bag is empty.
Okay, we copy all, Sophie. Thank you. We do want to try to find that item, but we will look through the history and see if it was maybe moved earlier on, and we will let you know.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston, space ground 2. For all crew members, no response required. There's approximately a 9-minute LOS coming up in 1 minute.
And station checks on 2 in step 6.15 of the purge pump separator assembly installation. The serial number of the removed PCPA is 06.
Hey, Jack, we copy 06, and that is a good number. Thanks. Station Houston, space ground 2 for Jack and WHC.
Sound 2, sir.
Hey, Jack, as you get ready to start the next portion, just want to let you know, good timing, the SM ASU is back up and running, and USOS crew use has been coordinated.
Some great news. Save me a flow down there. Appreciate that.
Station Houston, space ground 2 for any available crew and PWD.
Station with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, just want to let you guys know that in about 15 minutes, we are going to execute the PWD safing, which will make it unavailable for approximately an hour and a half. So I just wanted to give you a heads up and get drinks if you need them.
Copy. We'll communicate with the crew. And so it's just PWD or both ex-PWD and PWD?
Yep, apologies. It'll be both. Full outage.
Oh, okay, copy. We'll communicate with crew and we'll let you know as soon as we're ready. Station, station 602 for PWD and ex-PWD.
Go on, too.
Crew is ready. You are good to start your operation.
Okay, copy all. Thanks so much for letting us know.
You're welcome.
Stand station, that's on 2 for step 7.10 of the pump and separator assembly removal.
With you on 2, Jack.
Yeah, I'm looking at step 7.10, and it tells me to double bag the SPA in a 12x12 Ziploc. This thing is 3 feet long, so is it just one end that needs to be double bagged where the water connectors are, or does the whole thing have to be in a bag?
Yeah, Jack, we're expecting you to do good Navy math for that. Hey, Jack, we're checking. I'll let you know shortly.
Okay. We'll be standing by. Thanks, Frank.
Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Jack and PPSA.
For Navy.
Hey, Jack. Yeah, so it looks like that ORU is approximately 31 inches long. So if you want, you can try to double bag it in two 36 by 36 inch Ziplocs. Otherwise, we'll have to go with the hefty option and double bag in a hefty. If you do go that route, if you could please easily or label the item so that it's easily identifiable for stowage for return, and then also just label the side that the quick connects are at, again, for return. Thanks.
Okay, copy. I will have a quick look at the 36-inch Ziplocs, and then I'll go to a double hefty bag, and we'll label it. If I do go that route, I'll label it carefully and make sure that the end with the connectors on it are labeled so we know which way that is.
All right, good word. Thanks so much, Jack. Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Sophie and stowage.
Houston Station, Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, as you're working on stowage, I do have some JSBs that can be temp stowed into Cygnus. I have those numbers for you if you're ready to copy. And these are not something you have to do today, but we know that that was a priority for you guys. So if you want to work on moving those, you can do that today.
I'm ready to copy.
Okay, the first five are common trash JSBs. Serial number 5611, next one 5435, next 5613, next 5433, next 5619. How copy?
Okay, common trash JSBs, 5611, 5435, 5613, 5433, 5619.
Okay, those are good words. And then the sixth JSB is a WHC JSB, and that's serial number 5614.
Okay, 5614. I'm far from being there yet. I'm still looking for some items that I'm supposed to find in some CTBs, so yeah. Working on this, and I'll let you know if I have time to do that or not.
Sounds great, thanks.
This is Station Sophie on 2 for stowage help.
With you on 2, Sophie.
So, step 16.02, I'm a bit confused, 16 of the current activity. I have one Ziploc bag from the 3.0 CTB. The Ziploc bag contains two scope meter current probes, and I understand that I'm supposed to put one into node 1 deck 4 Bravo 1 HAL CTB serial number 1202. And so the other stays in the 3.0 CTB 5071, is that correct?
Hey Sophie, the team concurs, you have a good understanding, good words.
Okay, now on step 16.03, I cannot find the scope meter pressure probe in this 3.0 CTB. I searched quite a little bit of time. I think I know what it looks like because there was one already in 1202, which has a different serial number. So I think I know what it looks like, but I just did not find it into this 3.0. I'll search again for 5 or 10 minutes, but I've already searched quite a bit of time.
And Sophie, we copy all, and we're looking into it. Thank you. Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Sophie and stowage. Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Jack and PPSA.
Ground 2.
Hey, Jack. For your stowage, I just want to catch you, hopefully, before you get to this step. Let me know when you can see steps 54 through 58 on the PPSA install part 2. And that's 54 through 58 in the stowage note.
Okay, I'm looking at lines 54 through 58 in the stowage note of the PSA install part 2.
Okay. Okay, so parts 55 and 56 you already took care of when you double bagged that ORU, and then parts 57 and 58, those do not, this is the 20 micron filter, that part does not need to be double bagged. It'll just be in a single bag by itself.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So for line 54, I did find two 36-inch Ziploc bags, so that that SPA is in two 36-inch Ziploc bags, and then I'll have a separate single 12x12 for the 20-micron filter, the gas 20-micron filter.
Okay, good to hear that the 36-inch Ziploc bags worked, and just for further information, were you able to fully close those with just the Ziploc portion?
Yeah, the Ziploc was able to close. Yeah, it was a couple extra inches of space, so both of those Ziplocs are fully sealed.
Okay, we copy. Good to hear. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2-4, the transfer for Andre.
Andre, dobry dzień, with you on 2.
Houston, I am ready for water transfer, and I have a YDW number 1540. And this is empty.
Andre, that's good numbers, and it'll take approximately 26 minutes to fill.
26 minutes. Okay.
Thanks, Bill. Chris, on Space Ground 2. Just wanted to double-check. I have a go in step 1.1 of 2.019.
Hey, Sam, you're good.
Copy and work. Thank you. Bill, Chris on 2 for Sable. Just wanted to double check. Step 1.2, the measurement indicator is already off OFF. It seems like the procedure covers this, but just wanted to double check that was expected.
Abram, that's expected.
Copy, thanks.
Station Houston Space Ground 2 for all crew members. No response required. 1 minute until 6 minute OLS.
Houston Station on 2 for the transfer.
Andre, with you on 2.
Yeah, I'm ready for step 3.3.
Andre, you're a go for 3.3.
Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for node 2 forward hatch.
With you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to do the hatch cycling right now. One quick question, though. The MFOT is currently capped, so the step number 1 of taking the equalization valve to open, I'm assuming I should uncap the MPEV first?
Hey, Chris, that's a good catch. Affirmative. Uncap it first. And then also, if you could, just when you're complete with the procedure, recap it at the end.
Perfect. That makes a lot of sense to me. And in work. Houston Station on 2, the node 2 forward hatch has been actuated. It is back in the latched position. Ratchet handle is in latch, and the MPEV is closed and capped.
Copy, all Chris. Thanks so much.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for PPSA install.
Jack, with you on 2 for PPSA.
Got the Note 3 deck for cover back install, temp install for the overnight, and everything temp stowed for the night. The photos are on SSC6, and compliments to the team. That was a great procedure with great diagrams and all of that. All went super smooth, so I really appreciate all the prep work that went into it.
Okay, copy all and understand SSC6, and the team says thanks for your words, and also great job today. And, hey, do you have a serial number for that 4.0 CTB that you used?
4.0 CTB, serial 5072.
5072. Thanks. Good job.
Also, station on 2 for Cal Stowage. Go for Cal Stowage.
I just wanted to clarify stowage locations for the Cal bags. We had been kind of temp stowing them, and I just wanted to let you know that I today put them back in their original locations, the JLP, P2, B2, C2. So all three Cal bags are now in that original location in JLP. And the reason for that is, like, some of those temp stow locations that we had received earlier didn't, there was some other stuff there, and so I just decided to put them all back in JLP. But I did want to make sure that you knew that there is actually another bag in Aft 5 Bravo 1, where one of the Cal bags was supposed to be. And I looked in IMS, and it didn't seem to have the right location there, so I just wanted to let you know there's currently a 1.05150 stem cell experiment HP2 that is in Aft 5 Bravo 1 location.
Jessica, we copy that report. We are checking. As of now, we think those are good locations, but we'll let you know if we need any changes, but we appreciate the report.
Okay, yeah, so all three cal bags in JLP, P2, Bravo 2, Charlie 2, there's lots of space there since that's originally where they came from. That 1.05150 is in Aft 5 Bravo 1. That's just been there for a while, and I'm not sure why maybe that wasn't being tracked correctly. The Bravo 2 location in Aft 5 is empty, just for your future planning. And the forward 6 J1 location, that was another one that you had given us for a potential cal temp stow, and you had mentioned moving the 0.5 that was in there. There is a 0.55128, so that was never moved. It is still there. 0.55128 is still in the forward 6 Juliet 1 location.
Okay, copy Bravo 2 and Aft 5 is empty, and that 5128 is in forward 6 Juliet 1. We copy all you've given Stowage, a lot of good information. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome. Just wanted to make sure that everyone understood where everything was since we were kind of leaving it temp stowed in other locations that were convenient, so it should all be in place now. Thank you.
Houston Station, so CN 2 for Stowage.
With you on 2, Sophie.
I did not manage to finish step 20.02 and 20.04. The reason is that the CWCI bags, probably they are at the indicated location, although I'm not sure. For example, the other one, the 22.17, was in PMM deck starboard 1 instead of deck starboard 2. And because gathering them requires a rack rotation, it will, in order to properly search and get them, it will require a good amount of time. And I right now don't have more time for that. So that's the first point.
Okay, we copy all on that topic. Sophie, just want to verify, 20.03, that step was complete? Is that correct?
20.03 was complete during the rotation of the other rack, not the one that was mentioned. But yeah, so this one is complete, and because I still need to find two other CWCI bags, then I, instead of putting the 3.0 CTB in Note 3 port encode, I temp stowed it in PMM Bay 1 until the two other CWCIs are found. And just as a heads up, I did crew note everything.
Okay, understand all, and understand that 3.0 is in PMM Bay 1 temp stowed until we can find those other two CWCIs. Thanks so much for your hard work and search. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. And also about the JSBs, I could find only, of the whole list you gave me, I could find only 5611 and 5614. Those are loaded into Cygnus as close to the end cone as possible. But I could not find the other ones. So two solutions that are equally plausible from my point of view. The first one is that those JSBs are already in Cygnus, and maybe it was crew noted somewhere, and maybe that was just a misunderstanding. Or the other solution is that they are far behind all of the hardware that is covering the end cone, and they are behind it. But it would require a little search and rescue operation for JSP.
Okay, Sophie, we understand that you were able to find 5611, which is a common trash JSP, and 5614, the WHC JSP. All other ones are still missing, and we will schedule search and rescue operations.
Thank you very much. And, yeah, maybe they're already in Cygnus, I don't know. I looked, like, kind of quickly in Cygnus. I didn't find them easily, so, yeah. Like, maybe we'll need to search also in all of the crew notes of the past operations. We'll see.
Okay, valiant effort. Thanks so much.
No worries.
Houston Station 2 for water transfer. Transfer calls disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to registration station.
Okay, Andre, that is a good config. Thanks so much. To understanding.
Yep, thank you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for all crew members. No response required. PWD and XPWD are now available for use. Thanks.
This is Station
2
for stowage.
Station 2 for stowage.
So while I was doing my PMC, Chris helped finding the two others, and he was successful at finding them. So now we have the 3.0 CCB 5094, which is full. And I would suggest, so it's very difficult to stow it into Note 3 and Cone. There's not really room for that. But if we're going to use those CWC eyes very soon for EVA ops, then why don't we airlock leave them airlock deployed for now? The crew lock is full, so no more space in the crew lock. Airlock deployed is fine for us. How does it sound?
Okay, Sophie, we copy all, copy your question, and we are discussing.
Great, and meanwhile, some teams are discussing this. I can also, so Chris jumped in also for 16.03 when I said I could not find the scope meter pressure probe. He said as part of another stow track activity with Cygnus cargo ops, he already unpacked it and put it into another CDB, so.
That's 66.25 and Cygnus 24 cargo ops, that item was already unpacked.
So it's all nominal that we didn't find it there.
Okay, we apologize for any confusion, and we copy and appreciate it.
And Frank, one more thing to add. For step 8.05, the IDA planar reflector, I expect that this is not in that location that the stow track is saying, because unless there's multiple, we had unpacked that and like gotten it prepped for the triple jump EVA back in January. It was in an EVA mesh bag for a while, and then we had a big task, a big stow track to restow all that stuff. So I'm guessing that this got restowed from where it had already been deployed somewhere.
Station Houston on 2. Chris Apologies, walked you right into an LOS.
Did you get the message for the set 8.04, the planar reflector, 8.05?
Yes, we copied all on the planar reflectors. There are currently two on station, and so I believe ISO and EVA are trying to figure out which is which and where they're currently located, and so we will have more information for you on that topic later on.
Great. Thanks a lot, Frank and team. Thank you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Stowage.
Ready on 2.
So, Sophie, we're looking at that question about the 3.05094. Unfortunately, the airlock is probably not the right location for it because we expect a bunch of items from SpaceX 34 to subsequently interfere with that. We did expect a 3.0 to be moved from Node 3 end cone in step 19, and then this would essentially be a one-for-one swap. Do you feel like that won't fit in that in that location?
Yeah, so this location was very difficult to access, and my question to you is to use those soon or not, because then the amount of effort that is required is basically moving everything in front, like in Node 3 M cone, and then putting this under like
like very tight spot and then putting back everything. So the amount of effort is really high, and if we're going to use those very soon, then I don't see the point of doing this.
Yep, I understand. And unfortunately, the best we have for when those CWCs will be used is sometime during SpaceX 34. So earliest would probably be a week, but maybe longer. And so that's unfortunately the issue, is we really don't have a good time for when those will be used.
Okay. Other option is SEMSTO in PMM Bay 1, close to the North Tank. North Tank on PMM 1, Deck 1, Rack Problem.
All right, so if we like that idea, that would put us in a better posture for the SpaceX arrival, and if you guys think that it'll fit there, then we'll take you up on it.
Okay, it fits there, and let's say it's sold. PMM 1, Deck 1, Rack Front.
PMM 1, Deck 1, Rack Front. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
One still station on 2 for storage.
Okay, but still great. Go ahead.
Yeah, there are several items in this 1.05150. There is a big Ziploc bag that says INSPA Stem Cell XH2 Hardware, and inside that are many other Ziploc bags. It looks like there's some locking pins, some rubber bands. It looks like it's, basically some pieces of LSG hardware. There's also a contingency kit. There's a sharps container. There is a bag of sterile gloves. And then they're used for stem cell, just to open things.
Jessica, copy all. All of that sounds familiar to us. We will get you guys a resto plan for this CTB. Thank you for the report.
Okay, sounds good. No problem. You're welcome. You guys have a great one.